Atlantic Zone. I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show, the fastest growing talk conversation in the nation. You're all a part of it now. And here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, the U.S. Supreme Court could hear a case this fall that could impact college admissions based on race. It would be another blockbuster for the high court and could impact what happens at 15 state institutions here and beyond. Number two, Joe Biden just met with a number of world leaders, among those Justin Trudeau, who rejected any attempt to open the U.S.-Canada border. Yes, that's right, the Mexican border wide open, but you cannot legally go to Canada. And number one, the Attorney General of Michigan was hoping to use heavy-handed methods to prevent a restaurant owner from talking to Fox News. She wanted her arrested before she could appear on TV. And if that doesn't scare you, nothing will. That's right, Dana Nessel wanted a restaurant owner found and arrested before she could appear on Tucker Carlson's Fox News program. Other than that, she seems pretty nice. But this all came to light when the Mackinac Center put through a Freedom of Information request and got emails. One of those dated March 12, 2021, email to her entire staff, Dana Nessel wrote this: "Do we know her whereabouts? We should just have her picked up before she goes on. This is outrageous." She's talking about Marlena Hackney, who owns a restaurant in Holland, of course. She was arrested by the Michigan State Police 7 days later, March 19th, and she did appear, by the way, on Tucker Carlson. The Mackinac Center for Public Policy, as we had in hour number two, obtained the email exchanges after filing those FOIA requests. Eileen Whipple, an assistant attorney general, sent an email to Nessel and others, letting them know that Hackney was going to be on Fox. Then Nessel asked in response, "Should I be prepared to respond to this?" And then sent this: "I hope she gets the full 93 days for this. Is that the max for civil contempt or just criminal contempt?" Wouldn't the Attorney General know what the max is? She's the highest law officer in Michigan. She doesn't know the difference between a civil contempt and criminal contempt charge. She also asked in another email, "Does the MSP intend to go find her?" That, of course, the Michigan State Police. "Or are they planning to wait until next week?" Whipple told Nessel that others in the office were telling the police about this new information. New information. She's actually going to talk about this in public. How dare her? Who does she think she is? Whipple also had to explain as to the length of a potential imprisonment, since this is a coercive civil contempt, the court, as the court indicated in her order, can keep her incarcerated until she complies, or it becomes impossible for her to comply. Yeah, that's really quite something. We'll keep you up to speed on that. Meanwhile, the assaults by this administration, by the Whitmer administration on Line 5, and the attempts by Enbridge to put through a $500 million engineering marvel with a tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac to forever protect energy that would flow through the pipelines. They're still on the attack. Native tribes asserting their rights under a treaty that was put into place even before Michigan was a state. The tribes say they're concerned about the potential of an oil spill in the Great Lakes. Of course, everybody's concerned about that. I'm concerned about that, which is why I think that Line 5 should be protected until the tunnel can be completed. Line 5, by the way, was built 1853, so what is that, 68 years back? And Enbridge moving forward with the plans to build that tunnel. There are 12 federally recognized tribes in Michigan, and they are using anything that they can find to shut down the Line 5. Now, if you shut down Line 5, the economic impact to the United States, to Michigan, to Canada, to several states, Michigan, Ohio, Indiana, the province of Ontario would be dramatic. And Governor Whitmer did acknowledge tribal treaty rights when she yanked an easement, or attempted to yank an easement, that allows Enbridge to transport 22.6 million gallons of crude oil a day to the Great Lakes region. But The May 12 deadline, of course, came and went. That was more than a month ago. The tribal chair of the Grand Traverse Bay of Ottawa and Chippewa Indians said Whitmer's recognition of treaty rights represented a paradigm shift in how the U.S. governments view their responsibility to protect the Great Lakes. David Arroyo says, we were here for millennia, and this is the land of our ancestors. We should have been part of the conversation decades ago. The Grand Traverse Bay and several other Native tribes signed a treaty in 1836 which ceded 14 million acres to the U.S. in exchange for the right to fish, hunt, and gather throughout the territory. Arroyo says an oil spill would change the universe of tribal communities that depend on the Great Lakes for survival and assign significant historic and cultural value to the area. Quoting now from M Live, the tribal council formally called for the removal of Line 5 in 2015. There should have been meaningful consultation before the pipeline was put in, said Arroyo. Not that I'm saying we should have approved it, but we were never even considered. I think there's outreach now, but it's too late. Matthew Fletcher, a member of the Grand Traverse Band and the director of the Indigenous Law and Policy Center at Michigan State University, said the pipeline itself likely represents a violation of the treaty, but those rights haven't been historically recognized. I don't know how that would be to me as a layperson. The 14 million acres allowed fish, hunt, and gather. I'm not sure how Line 5 would violate the ability to fish, hunt, or gather. That confuses me. I don't know how a tunnel underneath the Straits of Mackinac would violate that either. But again, I'm a layperson. I'm not a lawyer. Thank God. It took a federal lawsuit to reaffirm commercial fishing rights that were disputed by the state of Michigan nearly 140 years after the treaty was signed. Fletcher said it's unlikely that tribes will sue Enbridge based on the treaty, calling it the nuclear option. While he's optimistic that relations between the U.S. and tribal governments are improving, indigenous communities are still struggling to be heard. It's really, really hard for tribes to take a stand, but I think over the next few years they probably will. It's a slow, onerous, and quite brutal political process. The United States and the state government have historically been terrible on talking to tribes about things that directly impact their citizens. But as you know from this program, Enbridge moving forward with their plans to replace the pipelines with a tunnel beneath the Straits of Mackinac, which could be open in 3 or 4 years. Could be open in 3 or 4 years, but we'll obviously continue to follow this as we move forward. I'd like you to get healthy. The biggest indicator that you could have a bad outcome from COVID-19 or a host of other problems is your weight. If you're overweight or obese or morbidly obese, you know the outcomes can be worse. Obviously, you're a candidate for diabetes and blood pressure issues, heart attack, and stroke. Well, I want you to do your best to get rid of those possibilities. I want you to visit GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com, and learn more about My Pure Health Solutions. I lost 40 pounds back in 2018. Didn't even realize I was that heavy. But man, I am so glad I did that. Still a vast improvement today from where I was when I started, that's for sure. GruberHealth.com. You can find out more and get started today. It's the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back. Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
When today is unpredictable, you need sound advice and strong support to help you stay focused on your long-term financial goals for tomorrow. Ameriprise has been guiding clients through challenging times for over 125 years. You can take comfort in working with an advisor who's backed by that strong experience and who's there to guide you with personalized, goal-based financial advice. Together, you and your Ameriprise advisor can plan your future while navigating your now. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down. Unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Want to know how to live a longer life? You can learn how at the American Heart Association's Go Red for Women Luncheon, Thursday, May 19th at Old Town Market.